10 years ago, when we all began to learn of how many performers were dying in poverty, in total poverty. And yet their works were international. And then, of course, this came before us. So here it is, B24B. This is the 2016 one, of course. Am I right, Mr. Herman? And Mr. Medema, you are also recognized. Thank you. We go through to page 2. Page 2. Are we all on track? Clause 1 on page 2. And we go on with that to page 3, as far as I can see. Do we all see that? And end on page 4. Right. Honourable Kadebe.
Chairperson, I move that clause 1 of the Performance Protection Amendment Bill be adopted.
Thank you. Honourable Williams.
Chairperson, I second that proposal.
Wow, this is going to be a celebration tonight. Page 4, clause 2. Yes, Honourable McLaughlin.
Honourable Comrade Chair, clause 2, page 4, until to page 5 at the top, I move for the adoption.
Thank you, Honourable. I should have asked for something. I must apologise to all of you. Were there any objections to clause 1?
No.
I apologise, Honourable Kacharia. Now we're on clause 2. It's been proposed. Has it been seconded? Honourable Buyani?
Thank you, Chair. I second for the adoption of clause 2.
And then are there any objections? Honourable Kichali?
Chair, on page 5, line 15A, it says there must at least contain the compulsory and standard contractual terms as may be.
Sorry, Honourable Kicharia, that's clause 3.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I'm running ahead.
Oh, don't worry, I also these lines and whatever, yeah. Page 5, we finished with clause 2, clause 3. Can we have someone to propose? Honourable William?
Chair, I move that we adopt clause 3.
Right. Honourable Kadebe?
Chairperson, I second the motion of Honourable Williams.
Thank you, Honourable Kadebe. Are there any objections?
As I ran ahead of myself, I'll now state the objection in terms of line 15, where it says must at least contain the compulsory and standard contractual terms as may be prescribed. Object to the word compulsory and standard contractual terms, because they our position was that they should be.
Could you just slow down for my benefit?
Our position was that instead of compulsory and standard contractual terms, that they should be recommended terms for the consideration of the parties.
Members, we're on line 15, all right, on page 5. Is everyone on board with that? What Honourable Kacharia is saying, they do have an objection informed by this position and captured in the report, I believe. Yeah. Honourable Kadebe?
Chairperson, we must note the objection of the DA. We must note the objection of the DA, but it was not seconded, so we cannot divide the committee. So just note the objection and then we move forward.
You know, Honourable Kacharia, I've often advised all parties, when you're going through a bill, at least get somebody else, an alternate or whatever, to join you here. It is so important. And I will be writing to all senior whips again on this matter, but I would ask you as well to raise this. Yes, Mr. Herman?
As Mr. Khadebe indicated, we will capture that objection in the report, as there's no consensus on that, so it's fine.
Thank you very much. And then page 5, we then move to clause 4. Yes,
proposal and seconded. We just want just to be doubly sure from the advocate and the team with your indulgence, Chair. There was something that we added, and it looks like it has been taken out unless we are shown where it is. I'm on page 5. I'm going to subsection 3B under 2, line 3. Before an agreement, we added the word reciprocal, and I was chairing the meeting.
I'm sorry, line.
The advocate will be able to remind us, but if it's not this one, but I just want us to be referred to where it is. But I remember because Comrade Tego were just chatting to each other that's the decision we took the last time.
Thank you for that reminder, and I'm sure Honourable Picharia, you are on board, Advocate Vandermeer.
Thank you, Chief. We had to quickly scramble here, but remember the reciprocal is in respect of copyright and it is in respect of the collecting societies and when they are dealing with international collecting societies. So the reciprocity is in respect of other countries and what the other countries are doing for us. The contract that we are talking about here is a contract simply between the performer and the producer.
Advocate Vandermeer,
I think the clarification is correct to say it's a different document, but we'll just have to see advocate that even if we have concluded that matter, that word was never lost, because it was a word that Honourable Tego and supported by the whole committee, we did include it. But Chairperson, on this one, I think we have passed your close train. Thank you.
Honourable colleague, I am simply signing off documents here, yeah, which need to go down. Yeah, correct. Only on the next page. Sorry, this is next of Surrey. Only just arrived.
While you are signing, you can proceed, but on the issue of the objection by Honourable Kachalane, on the issues of comparison, and we just want it to be remembered that the ANC talked about minimum standard in terms of this thing, of regulating this thing. Secondly, we said any specific conditions can be added when the minister then does that particular work, because we must never lose sense how far have we come. We never said everything is going to be compulsory. We said there are going to be minimum standards. In other words, you are going to have what can we call it, a model generic contract. But people in terms of contractual law or contractual agreement, they can enter into specific conditions, but there will be certain tenets that should never be missed, because one of the reasons why the bill was on the table was the exploitation on the basis of those who were most vulnerable because of socio-economic conditions entering into contractual agreements that were one-sided while we were signing, Comrade Chair. But we thought that it can't just be an objection that we don't rebut. We have to rebut in terms of our steadfastness, in terms of our position.
Thank you, Honourable Matlobo. Honourable Kachalia.
We, as the DA, believe that we should go the extra mile in assisting people to contract wisely and in their own interest, and that is the purpose of this bill in many ways. But what we don't wish to do is to conflate, as it can be very easily, minimum with prescribed, and therefore err on the side of not having those provisions, but assisting people to contract wisely as best we can. That's our position.
Thank you very much, Honourable Kachalia. We then are On still page 5, clause 4. Honourable McLawbooth.
Comrade Chair, I move that on page 5, clause 4, that move from page 5, page 6, page 7, until to the top of page 8 be accordingly adopted.
Thank you, Honourable McLawbooth. Honourable Chair Coe.
Thanks, Chair. I'm seconding, Chair.
Are there any objections? There being no objections, we can proceed. That's page 5, page 6, and page 7. And then we move to page 8. Clause 5. Honourable Williams.
Chairperson, I move that clause 5 that goes from page 8, from page 8 be adopted. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Williams. Honourable Buyani.
Chairperson, Dennis, I second that we adopt.
Thank you very much, Honourable Kichai. Are there any objections?
We are now on page
8, clause 5. Clause 5, line 23.
On which page, Chair?
Page 8.
That's fine.
Are you with us?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
And only just allow people to... Fine. Right. Okay. We then move to page 9, clause 6. Probably something like line 3. Well, Khadib.
Chairperson, I move that clause 6, which is on page 9, be adopted by this committee in its entirety.
Thank you very much, Honourable Hadebe. Honourable Tierko.
Thanks, Chair. I'm seconding.
Thank you, Honourable Tierko. Are there any objections to page 9, clause 6?
Yes, Chair. In the same vein as was communicated before, objections in terms of allowing the Minister to make regulations prescribing compulsory and standard contractual terms.
Yes, I can see the two are linked there. Thank you. Are there... no, but you know, honourable members, let us at least note to this. We're in a very collegiate committee, are we not? Thank you. Right. Thank you, members. We move on page 9, clause 7. Whoa, a flurry of hands. Yes, Comrade Tierker.
Thanks, Chair. I move for the adoption of Section 7 from page 9 to page 10. Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Tierko, seconded by the Honourable Khadebe, yes?
Yes, I second the motion of Honourable Tierko.
Are there any objections to the clause on page 9, which is clause 7? No objections, we move. We're on page 10. We then go to clause 8. Honourable Williams.
Chairperson, I move that we adopt clause 8 that goes on to page 11.
Honourable Williams, seconded by Honourable Buyani.
I support that we move, Chairperson. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Are there any objections to clause 8? No objections, we move. Page 11, clause 9. Honourable Buyani.
Yeah, no, Chair, thanks. I propose that we adopt section 9.
You move for the adoption.
Yes, I move for adoption of section 9 on page 11.
Thank you very much. Clause 9, seconded by, yes, Honourable William.
I second the proposal, Chairperson.
Are there any objections to clause 9, page 11? There be no objections, we move to clause 10 on page 11. Honourable McLaw.
Honourable Comrade Chair, clause 10 on page 11 to page 12 at the top, I move for the adoption.
Right. Do we have a seconder? Honourable Tierko.
Thanks, sir. One second.
Are there objections to the transitional provisions? There be no objections. We move to clause 11 on page 12. A short title in commencement. Do we have someone to move that? Honourable William.
Chairperson, I move that we adopt clause 11. Thank you.
And we have a seconder, please. A seconder. Honourable Chair.
Thanks, Chair. A seconder move. Honourable Williams, Chair.
Thank you. Are there any objections to clause 11 on page 12? There be no objections. It would appear as if, as we said, stated at the beginning, this was a much shorter bill which in so many ways depended on the Copyright Amendment Bill. Thank you very much, members. So, with that, and Honourable Kecharia, just to note that what is in here, and it's on overhead, members, please check, it's on the overhead. No consensus was reached on a number of clauses, all right. The Democratic Alliance objected to the following clause 3, etc., and proposed that this read as recommended, and clause 6 also related to that. Is that correct, Honourable Kecharia? So, on that basis, I need someone to move the report. Honourable Matlobo.
Chairperson, I want to move the report, but under the minority view, it should write the way you have written, but indicate in the same point to say, however, it was subjected to a process here, and the majority actually did that, because I'm looking as if it must never create an impression that the DA, when it objects, we agreed. Let's just note it, but say, however, the majority, whatever you will put a comrade under there, reflects that ultimately democracy prevailed. But I'm moving with that amendment.
No, I think whatever it is has been expressed should be put on record. Are you able to do that, Ms. Sheldon? Mr. Herman?
Chair, we can just indicate however the majority agree to all clauses in the bill.
Thank you.
I think that's what we need, is a more, sort of objective approach here. We do have, the majority has accepted this, but we do need to note the minority objections. Honourable Matlobo, followed by Honourable Buyani.
Chairperson, I've made a proposal that I've moved that we adopt the report as tabled with that rider that Andre has assisted us with.
Honourable Buyani.
Before I second, I just wanted to check, because that objection was not seconded by anyone, and it's proper that it reflects. Yeah. Those objections, no one seconded those objections that reflecting them. Only one member proposed and no, there were no seconders. So I'm not so sure. I just want to check clarities too. It's supposed to reflect the now, or they must reflect on the minority view. Thanks, Chair.
Let me consult with the Portfolio Committee Secretary, because in the past we have had objections from one party members, in inverted commas, and they have been accepted, but let me allow Mr. Herman just to continue. I think what is important always useful, having spent a little bit of time here. Some of you were also present, I think, when the late Oriani Ambrosini was in the committee, a very robust debater, constitutional expert and so on, lawyer, where he certainly kept one on one's feet. And I remember having to learn a lot in that year. And indeed, you see, this is a view. It is something that was brought in through some of the points that he had made, and the rules then reflected it. We're not saying within each clause, objected to and seconded, as you notice. It's not. But there was a decision in the rules that the minority view should be reflected here. It's not a question of how many are present. It's purely a view. And I think that's in line with our open democracy in our country. So I think, members, there's no need to debate or motivate, but Honourable Kadebe?
Chairperson, I agree with the sentiment which you are articulating now. There's no harm done in indicating this, because it is on record of the committee. So let it be there so that next time we can be able to see that they were part of the process. Thank you.
Members, you know, even at this time of night, you're thinking so well on your feet. But may I speak to Mr. Herman? I'm sorry, members, can Mr. Herman, who after all is crafting what we're saying, just clarify this with, I think, yourself, Honourable Kacharya?
Just with regard to the minority view, do we capture exactly as we captured the views in the copyright report in the English, and you will be fine with that? Okay, thanks.
Right. There we are. That's the beauty of being part of a non-parochial committee. Now, can we move? Get someone to move the report?
I did move, and then we were distracted, and I'm needing someone to support me.
No, I know you had moved, and Honourable Williams' hands was up, so I need to take that on board. Honourable William?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'd like to second the move to adopt the report.
Thank you very much, members. And are there any objections? With the report, sorry.
No. Fine.
Thank you, members. Once again, I applaud the application of your minds to this bill. Thank you very much. And again, thank you to all the support staff. Now, members, as you noted, we gave ourselves until 8 or 9. I'm sure that won't be necessary. But at this point, we're well on target. We've caught up. It is 7:45. And at this point, we can embark upon the gambling amendment bill. And what is interesting, I'm sure some of you the other day heard in the House a reference to slots. You know, which slot have you got? And I suppose most of us, when we think of the word slot, we associate it with gambling rather than a speaking engagement in the House. But having said that, members, can I check with the staff if they're ready to move? Ms. Sheldon, do you need a 2-minute break?
No.
Yeah. You can proceed while abandoning me. Well, there we are, 2-minute break.
It is not
simply an adjournment, Honourable Williams. It's not a break, it's an adjournment for 2 minutes. Come in, my soul. Come in, Adrian.
Yeah, so keep your wife down, lady.
So, but we've got two problems to take.
Sorry? Yeah? Criminal penalties in there. No one objected to that. Especially five, and especially the criminal penalties for collecting societies that abuse.
So that's 50%.
Oh, the 50%. Yes, it's still in there. That was passed through by the AMC. Yeah. The DA objected to that. That is a problematic area of the law, which I can see the fact of seed being rejected by the court. Because the 50% thing, because it conflicts with the contract.
We're going to fight
how that pans. I don't know. Someone will fight it someday, eventually. No doubt. Because it conflicts with contract law, and contract law is a bit more powerful than this sort of stuff.
But they put it on the performance bid as well. They sort of submitted to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the sort of thing that could get tested in the courts. I mean, the DA objected, so they've sort of washed their hands.
Is the collective society or business?
It wasn't so much the collective society. The 50% proposal refers to, it's not necessarily the collective society, it refers to situations where an artist has been contracted to do work, and then 50% of the royalties goes to the artist and contracted owner.
Not that one that I'm talking about. There's one where they said, should the collective society found guilty of abusing an artist?
Yes.
So in terms of the law, how are they supposed to be punished?
Yes.
50% of the amount.
Oh yeah, no, that's fine. That won't get challenged at all.
Okay.
I think that's
okay.
I think that's a penalty stuff. It's 50% of something. Yeah, it was...